It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. We have an interesting show today. Well, the polar vortex has been bearing down on us a couple times now, and a majority of the U.S. has been plunged into icy temperatures, even in the South. So I want to welcome my next guest, a frequent guest, Dr. Juan Fitz. He is on clinical faculty at Texas Tech Health Science Center, and he's here today to talk with us about hypothermia, which probably wasn't that common in Texas, but now after this recent weather pattern, have you been seeing it, Dr. Fitz?
Well, how are you doing, Lee? Thanks for having me on. And yes, we are. I mean, the other day we were, as a matter of fact, Anchorage was a lot warmer than we were here in Lubbock. We've been having degrees of 6 and 7 degrees, and then heading the chill factor. It adds up, though. So, yeah, we are seeing some of the hypothermic injuries in Dallas and all those areas. And Houston and the southern area of Texas got hit with some cold breeze, too, as well.
Wow. This global warming is just killing us, isn't it?
It sure is.
So let's talk exactly. What is hypothermia?
Well, hypothermia is when the body temperature it goes down below a certain level. The word hypo basically comes from the Greek, where it's kind of going below a certain condition. Thermia, of course, being temperature. So when our body temperature goes below what they consider 95 degrees Fahrenheit, is considered the low body temperature or hypothermia. There are several stages of it, and what it is the body stops functioning. As the temperature goes down in the body tries to preserve as much as it can for the heart and the brain. So what happens is a lot of the blood is taken out from the surrounding area of the body and into the central area in order to maintain a body temperature that's functional for the body, the brain, and the heart.
So So it's the core temperature that you're talking about. So you get that constriction of the blood vessels all on the surface trying to preserve the temperature of the core, right?
That's correct, because the brain and the heart need a certain temperature in which to be functional. And once the temperature stops going down, the heart and the brain start slowing down. So eventually all function stops, the heart stops. With cold temperature, the heart can go into an irregular heart rate, such as atrial fibrillation, V fibrillation, and so then the heart does not pump. If the heart does not pump, then, of course, that leads to death. So it goes through several stages.
Yeah, well, let's talk about who's at risk maybe for hypothermia. Are there some people that are more at risk than other people?
Oh, yeah, they sure are, though. And I'm going to go through the ones because we're having a big celebration this coming weekend. It's called Super Bowl, and it's going to be very cold, and we're going to be drinking. That's number one. Alcohol affects hypothermia, elderly, the young, especially children, because they have very little body fat. The ill, they have certain conditions or certain medications that does not allow for the body to regulate itself. So therefore, you don't feel the temperature changes, or the body doesn't feel because it's been affected by certain medications. Phenothiazines is one of them. High blood pressure medications can be one of them, too. Like beta blockers can affect that sensation of the body to be able to determine the low temperatures. So people have chronic illnesses. Alcohol, for sure, is one big factor.
So alcohol, it's the opposite, right? You know, in the old days, the cartoon of the St. Bernard coming to find you in the Swiss Alps with a keg of alcohol. It feels warm when it's going down, but it actually causes mechanisms in the body that are the reverse, that can cause you to lose more body temperature, right? Because it'll dilate some of the blood vessels on your surface, and that gets rid of the protective medicine mechanism.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. So, yeah, vasodilates, all of a sudden you're losing by conduction from that area because you've got the air circulating around you that's cold. You dilate, so your blood vessels open up, so all your temperature goes out into the atmosphere. Then you add that with the atmosphere temperature, just basically throws it away. So it just drains it away from it, though. And if you're in hot and cold water, it makes it worse because you lose body temperature a lot faster in water than you will in dry land. So all those areas are big factors there. So don't go out swimming, don't be a polar bear and try to get into the tub drinking and to celebrate the Super Bowl, because all those are definitely going to get you into problems.
Yeah, it's amazing. This Super Bowl, what did they report? There were still like 17,000 seats that weren't sold because people didn't want to. Although I heard the reports are it might get into the balmy, high 30s. So that's balmy compared to some of the temperatures that we've been seeing around.
It sure is. But still, you have to protect yourself. I mean, all those people that you see on there showing themselves no shirts, no nothing, and showing off their team colors. Well, and I'm pretty sure they're on some kind of substance. leads them more into a condition of hypothermia. Because, like I said, anything below 95 degree temperature Fahrenheit, you get hypothermia. And there's several degrees of it. There's mild, moderate, and severe. Once you get into the severe area, that means your core temperature is below 82 degrees. And you get basically comatose, very slow in your action. Actually, you're stuporish. I start acting drunk because, there's very little circulation to the brain. Mm-hmm. And some people actually get into fetal position, what they call burrowing. It's an old primitive mechanism the body has, and they kind of curl up into it to preserve as much other heat as they can. So, you have to be very careful with those, especially in the South that is never used to getting snow. Always carry some extra items in your car to protect yourself, and don't stay out of cold for prolonged periods of time. We tell that to the workers. Go out there, work, protect yourself, and go into warm areas. Don't allow the other aspects of cold weather injury to affect you.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. Some of the ER docs talk about the umbels, when they're characterizing the stages of hypothermia. Do you know that one? The fumbles and stumbles and then mumbles and grumbles when people finally do become comatose?
Yeah, exactly. And those, like I said, you act like you're under some influence, which you are, which is the cold temperature. And those are the basic mechanisms that you start going into. You fumble, you stumble, you can't coordinate, you become uncoordinated. And the reason you become uncoordinated is because the periphery or the limbs are not, they're not getting the blood circulation, so they become numb from that. And so you can't coordinate. Your body becomes slower. Your brain becomes slower in its activity. And so that's where you start hearing all these little fumbles, humbles, and stumbles coming from that. And it goes through the different stages on it. So, and it's just part of the process of the cold, basically vasoconstricting, causing numbness to the rest of the body and slowing down the heart and the brain, leads to all these symptoms that people act like they're on some kind of substance, but they actually aren't. But then there's an area what you call the hunter's reaction where, for a short period of time, they feel hot and they start taking their clothes off. But that's when there is very severe, low temperatures, though.
Yeah, it's paradoxical where they think they're hot, but they're really not, which is dangerous. And that's the problem with hypothermia, is sometimes the victims are unaware of what's going on, so they can't get themselves back into the correct elements.
Exactly, because they're very confused, disoriented, because, again, the heart rate is down, the temperature is down, and the body's not functioning as it should be, so become all disoriented, they're not functioning, actually become very aggressive to a certain point, though. So they have all these episodes, and that's where all these symptoms come from. It's just because the brain is not working as well, secondary to the heart not working, the temperature just dropping, so it makes the heart, our core temperature and our body mechanisms just become worsened. And so leads to eventually death.
Yeah. And what's interesting is there's an interesting acronym for people to think about or of how to avoid hypothermia. I love it. It's the word cold. So C stands for cover yourself in all exposed areas, hands, face, neck. O is overexertion. Try and avoid overexertion so you don't sweat and lose heat. L is layers. Wear a lot of loose layers to trap air and insulate. And D is dry. Stay as dry as possible. Make sure no snow can enter your clothing and become damp. So this is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lieven Ocher on Radio MD. Stay well.